ज्ञान ज्ञान तिबिरंद ज्ञानांजरा शलाकाय चक्षुर्मीलित तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे।
आपके जो ईयरफोन है ना,
ओके,
उसके पता है कितने रिव्यूज है अमेज़न पे? 1 लाख।
ओके, चैप्टर 7 मध्यमीय चैप्टर 7 लॉर्ड बिगिंस हिज टूर ऑफ साउथ इंडिया। In this Amrit Pravaha Bhashya, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur summarizes the 7th chapter as follows. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted the renowned order of life in the month of Magh, January to February, and went to Jagannath Puri in the month of Phalgun, February to March. He saw the Dol Yatra festival during the month of Phalgun, and in the month of Chaitra, he liberated Sarvam Bhattacharya. During the month of Vaishak, he began to tour South India. Then he proposed to travel to South India alone. Chaitanya Prabhu gave him a Brahmana assistant named Krishnadas. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was beginning his tour. Sarvam Bhattacharya gave him 4 sets of clothes and requested him to see Ramandarai. He was residing at that time on the bank of the river Godavari. Along with other devotees, Chaitanya Prabhu accompanied the Lord to Alalnath. But there, Lord Chaitanya left them all behind and ahead with the Brahmana and went ahead with the Brahmana Krishnas. The Lord began chanting the mantra Krishna, 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 Hey. In whatever village he spent the night, whenever a person came to see him in his shelter, the Lord implored him to preach the Krishna consciousness movement. After reaching the people of one village, the Lord proceeded to other villages to increase devotees. In this way, he finally reached Kurmasthan. While there, he bestowed his causeless mercy upon a Brahmana called Kurma and cured another Brahmana named Vasudev who was suffering from leprosy. After curing this Brahmana leper, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu received the title Vasudev Amrit Prada, meaning one who delivered nectar to the leper Vasudev. Next one. Danyam tam naomi chaitanyam vasudevam dayardhrida vi nashta kustam rupa pushtam bhakti tushtam chakaraya. Danyam, auspicious, tam unto you, unto him, naomi, of your absence is chaitanyam, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, vasudevam, unto the Brahmana Vasudev. Daya Adra Dhi, being compassionate, Nashta Kushtam, cured the leprosy, Rupa Kushtam, beautiful, Bhakti Tushtam, satisfied in devotional service, Chakara made Iya the supreme study of Godhead. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being very compassionate toward a Brahmana named Vasudev, cured him of leprosy. He transformed him into beautiful man satisfied with devotional service. Offer my respect for the sons and to the glorious Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Rityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vinda Jaya Jaya All Glories Sri Chaitanya to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Jaya All Glories Nityananda to Lord Nityananda. Jaya Advaita Chandra, all goes to Advaita Acharya. Jaya Gaur Bhaktivinoda, all goes to devotees of Lord Chaitanya. All goes to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all goes to Lord Nityananda Prabhu, all goes to Advaita Acharya, and all goes to all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya. Ehi Matre Sarva Bhumira Nishtara Karila Dakshina Gamane Prabhu Icha Upajila. Ehi Matre, in this way, Sarva Bhumira of Sarva Bhattacharya, Nishtara, the liberation, Kalila was executed Dakshina Gamane in going to South India. Prabhu of the Lord, Icha desire, Upajila arose. After delivering Sarvam Bhattacharya, the Lord desired to go to South India to preach. Magha Shukla Paksha Prabhu Kalila Sanyasa फल्गुन आशीय कैल नीलाचलवास मांग शुक्ल पक्षे इन द वैक्सिंग फोर्थ नाइट ऑफ द मंथ ऑफ मार्च प्रभु द लॉर्ड कैल एक्सेप्टेड सन्यास द ग्राउंड सॉर्ट ऑफ लाइफ फाल्गुन इन द मंथ ऑफ इन द नेक्स्ट मंथ फाल्गुन आशीय कमिंग कैल डेट नीलाचल जगन्नाथपुरी वास रेसिडेंस श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु एक्सेप्टेड द रिनाउंस ऑर्डर ड्यूरिंग द वैक्सिंग फोर्टनाइट ऑफ द मंथ ऑफ माघ ड्यूरिंग द फॉलोइंग मंथ फाल्गुन ही वेंट टू जगन्नाथपुरी एंड डिसाइडेड देयर फाल्गुन शेष डोल यात्रा से देखी लो त्रिमानस ताना बहु नित्य गीत कैल फाल्गुनेरा ऑफ द मंथ फाल्गुन शेष एट द एंड डोल यात्रा Atra, the Dol Yatra festival say that Dekhila saw Prema Avesh in the ecstasy of love of Godhead. Tana, there, Bahu, much, Nitya Gita, chanting and dancing, Kaila performed. At the end of month of Falgun, he witnessed the Dol Yatra ceremony. In his usual ecstatic love of God, he chanted and danced in various ways on the occasion. Chaitra Rahi Kaila Sarvabhama Vimochana Vaishakera Pradhame Dakshina Yaita Hailamana Chaitra in the month of Chaitra, March to April, he, residents there, Kaila did Sarvamma Vimochana, liberation of Sarvam Bhattacharya, Vaishakera of the month of Vaishak, Pratame, the meaning, Dakshina to South India, Yaita to go, Hila, it was Mana, the mind. During the month of Chaitra, while living at Jagannathpuri, the Lord delivered Sarvam Bhattacharya, and at the beginning of the next month, Vaishakh, he decided to go to South India. Nijagana Nikahe Vinaya Kariya Alingana Kari Sabaya Shrihaste Dariya Oma Sarva Jani Ami Prana Dika Kari Prana Chara Yaya Toba Sava Charitena Pari Nija Gana Ani, or calling all the devotees, Kahe said, Vinaya, humbleness, Kariya, showing, Alingan Kari, embracing, Sabaya, all of them, Sri Haste, with his hands, Dariya, catching them, Oma, Sabha, Sabha, all of you, Jani, I know, Ami, I, Prana Adhika, more than my life, Kari, taking, Prana Chada, Chada, giving up life, Yaya, is possible, Toma, Saba, all of you, Charite, to give up, Na, Pari, I am not able. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called all his devotees together and holding them by the hand, humbly informed them, you are all more dear to me than my life, I can give up my life, but to give you up is difficult for me. Tumi Saba, Bandhu Mora, Bandhu Kritya Kaile, Yani More Jag. Jagannath Vekhaile, to me, Sabha, all of you, Bandhu friends, Mora, my Bandhu Kritya, duty of friend, Kaila, you have executed Iha here, Ani bringing more, More to me, Jagannath, Lord Jagannath, Vekhaile, you have shown. You are all my friends and you have properly executed the duties of friends by bringing me here to Jagannath Puri and giving me chance to see Lord Jagannath in the temple. एदे सभा स्थाने मुनि माघो एक दाने सब मेली आज्ञा देह याई बद दक्षिणे एदे नाउ सभा स्थाने फ्रॉम ऑल ऑफ यू मुनि आई माघो बैग एक दाने वन गिफ्ट सबे मेली ऑल कंबाइनिंग टुगेदर आज्ञा देह की परमिशन याई बो आई शैल गो दक्षिणे टू साउथ इंडिया आई नाउ बैग ऑल ऑफ यू for one bit of charity. Please give me permission to leave for a tour of South India. Okay, Nirvika, would you like to continue? You can continue till 10 o'clock if you like.
Yeah. 11th one. 2711. Vishwarupa Udeshi Avashya Ami Yaba एकाकी आई बहो संघे नई विश्वरूप उद्देश्य टू फाइंड विश्वरूप अवश्य सडनली आमी आई या बल गो एकाकी अलोन Yaiba, I shall go. Kaho, someone. Someday, in association. Na, not. Laiba, I shall take. I shall go to search out Vishwaroop. Please forgive me, but I want to go alone. I did not wish to take anyone with me. 2712. Setu bandha hai te ami na asiyavat. Nila chale tumi sab rahi betavat. Setu bandha, the extreme southern point of India, hai te from ami I na not asi returning yavat as long as nila chale in Jagannath Puri. Tumi, you, sab all, rahi be should stay. Covers that long. Until I return from Setuband, all of you dear friends should remain at Jagannath Puri. 2713. Vishwarupa Siddhita Pijani Na Sakala Dakshina Desheyodhari Te Karenai Chala. Vishwarup of Vishwarup, Siddhi of Perfection, Prapti, Achievement, Janina, the Lord knows, Sakala, everything, Dakshina Desha, South India. Dhari De, just to liberate. Karina makes a this chala pretense. Knowing this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was aware that Vishwarup had already passed away. A pretense of ignorance was necessary, however, so that he could go to South India and liberate the people there. 2714. Shuniya Sabara Mane Haila Mahadukha Vishabda Haila Sabara Shukaila Mukha. Shuniya, hearing this, Sabara, of all the devotees, Mane in the minds, Haila, there was Mahadukha, great unhappiness. Nishabda, silent, Haila became Sabara of everyone. Shukaila dried up, Mukha, the faces. Upon hearing this message from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the devotees became very unhappy and remained silent with sullen faces. 2715. Nityananda Prabhu kahe aiche kai chehaya ekaki aide tumi ke iha sahaya. Nityananda Prabhu kahe. Lord Nityananda Prabhu replied, Aiche kai chehaya. How is this possible? Ekaki, alone. Yaide shall go, tumi, you, ke, hu, iha, thus, sahai, can't tolerate. Nityananda Prabhu then said, how is it possible for you to go alone? Who can tolerate this? 2716. Dui eka sange chalukha na pad hat range, yare kaha se dui chaluk tumhara sange. Dui, two, eka or one, sange with you. Chaluka, let go, na, do not, pad, fall. Hatha Range, in the clutches of thieves and rogues. Yare, whoever, kaha, you say, stay, those, dui, two. Chaluka, let go, tomar, you, sange, along with. Let one or two of us go with you, otherwise you may fall into the clutches of thieves and rogues along the way. They may be whomever you like, but two persons should go with you. 2717. Dakshinera Tirtha Patha Ami Sabajani Ami Sangeyai Prabhu Agnya Deha Tumi. Dakshinera of South India, Tirtha Patha, the ways to different places of pilgrimage. Ami, I, Sabha, all. Jani, no. Ami, I, Sangey with you. Yai, go. Prabhu, O my Lord. Agnya, order. Deha, give. Tumi, you. Indeed, I know all the paths to the different places of pilgrimage in South India. Just order me, and I shall go with you. 2718. Prabhu kahe ami na ratak tumhi sutradhara tumhi yai china chautai chinartana amara. Prabhu kahe. The Lord replied, ami, I, nartaka, a dancer, tumhi, you, sutradhar, wire puller, tumhi, you, yai che, just as nachao, mid dance, tai che, in that way, nartana, dancing, amara, mine. The Lord replied, I am simply a dancer and you are the wire puller. However, you pull the wires to make me dance. I shall dance in that way. 2719. Sanyasakariya ami chali nan vrindavan tumiya malai aile advaita bhavana. Sanyasakariya, after accepting the sanyas, after accepting the renounced order, ami, I, chalila, went vrindavan, towards vrindavan, tumi, you, Amma, me, Laya, taking, I lay went, Advait Bhavan, to the house of Advait Prabhu. After accepting the sannyas order, I decided to go to Vrindavan, but you took me instead to the house of Advait Prabhu. Nila Chala as 2720. नीलाचल आसीत पथे भंगे नीला मोरा दंड तोमस बर गाढ़े स्नेह आमारा कार्य भंग नीलाचल टू जगन्नाथपुरी आसीत गोइंग देयर पथे ऑन द रोड भंगीला ब्रोक मोरा माई दंड संन्यासा तोमस बर ऑफ ऑल ऑफ यू गाढ़े स्नेह ऑन अकाउंट ऑफ द डीप अफेक्शन आमारा माई कार्य भंग डिस्टर्बेंस ऑफ एक्टिविटीज. While on the way to Jagannath Puri, he broke my sannyas staff. I know that you all have great affection for me, but such things disturb my activities.
Okay. This place where Nitantu broke the staff of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how many of you have visited this place?
You have taken
a visit. Have you visited? Huh?
आप हमको लेके गए थे ना when we went to Jagannathpuri, you showed us that place.
नहीं 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 ये no no this no 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 we have not been here. We have gone to the Sakshi Gopal temple, but actually because of time restriction I think we couldn't go to Remuna and we couldn't go to Paniyati also and we couldn't go to this place also. So this is also I think on the way to Bhubaneswar airport, I think this place will come. I'm not sure the exact location, but Nirvita, have you visited?
I thought in Bhubaneswar only this was there. Jahan aap, few temples you had shown us in Bhubaneswar, wahin pe shayad tha. Because I remember you mentioned that story that Nityananda Prabhu had broken the danda.
No. I must have mentioned about the past, brief past time, but maybe I'm sure I have not gone. We have not visited this place. I'm sure about it because I myself have not visited this place in love. So there is no question of going there.
No, even I have not visited this place. We passed by this place, but I couldn't get down or anything because we didn't have much time and it was our last day, and so I couldn't visit this place. But I know, I think there is like some ISKCON temple or something that's coming up over there. There's at least some project or something going on over there.
Well, actually, ISKCON temple was quite established during the time of when Manivi Maharaj was there in ISKCON. In fact, Manivi Maharaj has written a book, I think you must be aware. It is called Jagannathpuri Guidebook.
Yeah.
So that time itself, he mentions about that how devotees, one disciple of Gauravin Maharaj, he was trying to build a temple there.
Mm-hmm.
And so Maharaj has very nicely mentioned actually in that this pastime in his book. And let me check the exact location. It is on the way to Bhubaneswar Airport, I guess, from Jagannath Puri. So... yeah, so it's located in the village of Chandanpur on the main road to Bhubaneswar, 10 kilometers from Puri. And so we can visit this place when we are leaving for Bhubaneswar Airport from Puri. So it is kind of on the way, I think. Yeah, and that time ISKCON, in fact, this particular devotee who was trying to build a temple, they also had established a website for this. It is called as dandabhanga.com. Now, I'm not sure if this is still existing. Let me try. But, you know, I wanted to share something really very interesting. So, because there is some meaning or some hidden intimate reason for why Nityananda broke the sannyas staff into three parts. Okay, yeah. So this site is still existing. You may also visit dandabhanga.com. It is called as Sri Chaitanya Dandabhanga Leela Kunj Ashram. And there is a picture of Gauravin Maharaj and Prabhupada on the website. And it is very active. Yeah, so this particular devotee, his name is Sachinandan Das, Sachinanand Das, not Sachinanand Swami, Sachinanand Das, disciple of Gaur Govind Maharaj. And so they had built this. And there are many deities in this temple, a lot of deities in the temple. So we have not visited this. In fact, I think next time, two places I think will be sure. This Dandabhanga and other is Remuna, because I have not been to Remuna. Okay.
Remuna is also very nice. I mean, you can, we had gone by train from Puri to Balasore. We went in train. And then from Balasore, when we reached for there, then we took like, we had to take another vehicle. And from there also it took like around 45 minutes or something to reach Remuna then.
Yeah, that I have to also visit. It's pending. And okay, so now, okay, can someone tell me if you have heard anything about this, that why Nityananda Prabhu broke the sannyas staff?
Prabhuji, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not bound by any rules, because he is Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Right. Yeah. See, there are external reasons and there are again internal reasons. And it is extremely interesting to know what is the internal reason. Quite amazing reason, which probably I think difficult to guess also. But so this reason that you are speaking about is one of the external reasons. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not bounded by anything. Another reason, there are a couple of reasons, external reasons for this. So, another reason.
I think he broke it in three pieces as how a Tridandi sannyasi is supposed to have and not an Ekdanda sannyasi. So, he broke it in three pieces, showing that it's actually a Tridandi sannyasi. Because Tridandi is what is taken by Vaishnav sannyasis, and Ekdanda is taken by Shankaracharya sannyasis.
Correct. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So this is also stated by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. Okay. Now, any other reason? Yeah, so one of the external reasons is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when Nityananda Prabhu broke the sannyas danda, Mahaprabhu said that, why did you break it? He was very angry externally. And he chastised Nityananda Prabhu and he said that all the demigods are residing in this staff. So how can you break it? And so Nityananda Prabhu replied that that is the reason I have broken it, because I could not tolerate to see that, that you are actually creating the entire manifestation of the universal manifestation. Demigods are your servant, but here I see that you are becoming their servant. You are carrying them on your shoulders. You're carrying them on your body. So why, how you can tolerate this? So this is the reason I could not see that and I have broken it. Yeah, so one external reason, second external reason, third external reason, which is connected to why it was broken in three parts. Okay, so now something very interesting given by Mahanidhi Maharaj, he has shared this. So Mahanidhi Maharaj says that he had a small realization after visiting this Dandabhanga Nadi, which is also the Bhargi River. It is actually called as the Bhargi River, but after this pastime it is called as Dandabhanga Nadi. So Mahanidhi Maharaj says that the three pieces represent the threefold bending form of Sri Krishna in Vrindavan. Tribhanga Lalitam. Now Sri Krishna's threefold bending form is here as the three pieces of Mahaprabhu's danda that is associating with Yamuna Devi. The Dandabhanga Nadi is the liquid prema expansion. Yamuna Devi is the liquid prema expansion of Vishakha Sakindraj. So basically the Dandabhanga Nadi is compared to the Yamuna, and the Yamuna is expansion of Vishakha. So that's why in order to Krishna meeting the Vrajvasis, so this is the esoteric reason or the meaning that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's stuff was broken into three parts, because Krishna is three Banga Lalitam. Okay. Threefold bending form of Krishna is represented in the form of three Banga Lalitam. Now, see, actually, it's kind of difficult to attain this realization, especially when it comes to, maybe we can compare Yamuna River and Dandabhanga, because wherever Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is there, we say that is Yamuna or that is Ganga. So that way we can compare. But to understand why Krishna met the Yamuna in this form, that's a bit esoteric. And I think Mahanidhi Maharaj must have got this revelation, because he shares another very interesting leela. So he is actually sharing the revelation of Sachinananda Das, who is the founder of this temple. And he writes that in 2007, so Mahanidhi Maharaj had visited ISKCON Dandabhanga Leela in 2007. And he heard following story from Sachinananda Das. So Sachinananda Das is describing now that Dandabhanga Nadi is direct manifestation of Yamuna River, and the Bhargi River is manifestation of Ganga. Our Reverend Babaji, the Reverend Haridas Sen, a descendant of Shivananda Sen, once related to me a Leela Spurti, pastime vision that he had here. So listen attentively now, very interesting. Babaji Maharaj told me, one day here, I saw Sri Chaitanya speaking to Yamuna Devi, personified, kneeling at his divine lotus feet. Mahaprabhu said, Yamuna, you are my Nitya Sakhi, so do not worry about my sannyas form. You will always stay with me in the form of your water, which Mahaprabhu kept in his Kamandalu water pot. Nityananda will come here, break my danda in three, and put them in your sacred water. Dandabhanga Nadi Yamuna. I will then stay here with you, Yamuna Devi, in the form of my danda, to award Krishna Prem one and all. This is what Babaji Maharaj clearly saw and related to me. So now Sachinandan Das is sharing with Maharaj. So he says, Maharaj, many Shastras refer to this pastime, including the Chaitanya Sahasranam, Chaitanya Chandrakai, Chaitanya Chaitamrita, Chaitanya Mangal, Muradi Gupta's Krishna Chaitanya Mahavakya. But the most astonishing point is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is fully present, personally living here in the form of his danda. And even more amazing is that from here Mahaprabhu's Braj Madhurya Prem will be spread all over the world. We hope all the devotees will realize the supreme significance of this topmost Gaura Leela Thali. Step forward to help us, and most important, come here and take Krishna Prem that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is freely giving to one and all. Jai. Such an amazing esoteric pastime is revealed here. So what do you think?
You need to go there soon.
Next in our next Puri Yatra, we'll definitely visit this pastime place. Now, unfortunately, Sachinananda Das is no longer now here. You read in the website, they have mentioned the disappearance day of our beloved spiritual master, Sachinananda Goswami Maharaj. I'm not sure if he took Babaji Vesh or he took sannyas, but even Grihastha also, devotees also, they can become guru. So now his picture is shown that he is dressed in white dhoti kurta, which means that probably he must have been a grihastha. It seems like that. Because Babaji is not, Babaji initiation is not given in ISKCON. So I assume that he must have taken, he must have become good local guru of the devotees there. Because Gaur Govind Maharaj is no longer present. And I can also see Indragum Maharaj and Shivra Maharaj visiting this. They have shared some pictures. Anyways, but it's really amazing place and very beautiful place also. So definitely next time we'll visit this place. You can all visit the website and you can probably get some more information. Okay, next. So any comments here? So, this particular Babaji Maharaj, Haridas, right? That was his name. So, he is a descendant of Shivananda Sen and he got a Leela Spurti. So, now what is Spurti? Spurti is basically manifested at the stage of Asakti and Bhav. So, one can have Spurti or one can have vision of the Lord. It's not necessary that one will enter into the passions of God, because that happens only in the state of prema. But at the state of bhava, at the beginning state of bhava or the later state of asakti, one can have spurti. Spurti is a temporary vision of the Lord, where the Lord probably may appear, or like for example, flashes. We may see flashes of Krishna. So Krishna will appear and disappears like that. And so similarly, the Leela will also appear and immediately disappear. So this can happen in the state of Asakti or Bhava.
I just want to ask one thing. Is that better said in this visit, where is it? You said once that in Bhava stage, Radharani Shakti comes. And that is like the guiding thing in Bhava stage. Is that in Bhava stage or something that they mentioned, right?
Asking about Ladini and Samvit potency, they enter at the stage of Bhava.
There is just mentioned.
This is given in Rupa Goswami's Bhakti Samrit Sindhu, I guess, or maybe in Bhaktivinoda Thakur's, what's the name of the book? Dasmul Tattva or I think one of the books by Bhaktivinoda Thakur as well as Bhaktivinoda Samrit Sindhu also.
Okay, fine, thanks.
See, because in ISKCON we are only dealing with the first 19 chapters of Nectar Devotion. We are not even going beyond that. And the first 19 chapters, they are basically dealing with the sadhana stage, because there are three stages of devotion: sadhana bhakti, bhava bhakti, and prema bhakti. So we are not delving into bhava bhakti and prema bhakti, which is already given in Nectar of Devotion. So there are, I think, more than 40 chapters, but we are only doing up to the first 19 chapters, which is called as the Eastern Wave of Bhakti Samrita.
Okay,
thanks. Yeah, so it is, I think, it is mentioned in Rupa Goswami's Bhakti Samrita Sindhu, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur also, I think, in one of his books, which is that book, very popular book. One is Dasmula Tattva, and the other one is, but I've also heard this from Bhanu Maharaj many times. So, I personally read also and heard from Bhanu Maharaj. Basically it's very simple that the result of sadhana bhakti is bhava bhakti. And Sadhana Bhakti is connected to the senses, connected to the gross body. Now, how can you experience something of spiritual nature with your material senses, with your material gross body? It's not possible. That is why, unless and until you receive that internal Shakti, that the Antaranga Shakti from the Lord, you cannot experience spiritual, you cannot experience spiritual world, you cannot experience spiritual objects, like, you know, like, for example, the Lord's Shaktis, the Lord's energies, Antaranga Shakti, you cannot actually experience using the material senses. So material senses can only be engaged when you are in the material world. But ultimately, the internalization of our Krishna consciousness happens at the state of bhava. Because the symptoms of bhava will appear only when, or the body can sustain only when you have the potency of the Supreme Lord. Otherwise, you cannot sustain those symptoms. Our body cannot actually sustain. So something which is of superior quality has to be there. Just like, Arjuna couldn't see the universal form of the Lord, so then the Lord gives this to Arjuna. And so similarly, here also, if you want to see Krishna, because we know that we can see Krishna at the stage of bhava, and we also realize our Swarupa. And this can only be possible when the internal potency of the Lord will enter. So without that, it's not possible. We are still on the conditioned platform. So this is a very logical inference that the spiritual Shakti has to be manifested, the Lord's internal potency. Okay, any other devotees, they have comments, questions?
Prabhuji, you said that to enter the pastimes of Lord, it is only in the stage of prema, right?
Yeah, you can enter the stage of prema.
Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu obviously has crossed all the levels. So, did he enter the pastimes of Lord Krishna?
There is a difference between prema of a Nitya Siddha devotee and prema of a sadhaka. So, of a sadhaka, there is a progression from sadhana to bhava to prema. Whereas Nitya Siddha devotees, they are right from the beginning, they have prema. They have prema, that's why in the spiritual world. So, when they come down to the material world, they also have prema. It's just that it is in a covered form, and when the time will manifest, when the time comes, these symptoms will be manifested. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't manifest these symptoms when he was having his youthful pastimes. He was more inclined towards scholarly pastimes. But as soon as he took initiation, after that he started showing the symptoms. And the reason is that he wanted to teach by example, that unless and until one accepts a guru and one humbly submits to the guru, one can never attain Krishna Prema. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, only after he took initiation from Ishwarapuri, then he started manifesting these symptoms externally. But there is no question of saying that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could not treat these symptoms before he took initiation, because he is, first of all, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. So, that comparison itself is actually a wrong comparison. But even if you consider the devotees, if you see the devotees, they come from the spiritual world, they contain prema within them. In fact, what to speak of prema? If a Vrajvasi comes from the spiritual world to the material world, the Vrajvasi has higher manifestations of prema with him. So we know that Vrajvasis, they do not stop at prema. They have to go beyond. Prema, Sneha, Man, Pranaya, Rag, Anurag, Bhav, Mahabhav, Adirud Mahabhav, Rudh Mahabhav, Adirud Mahabhav, Mohanakya Mahabhav, Madanakya Mahabhav. So this highest manifestation of Madanakya Mahabhav is the sole proprietorship of Srimati Radharani alone. No one can possess that. Even Krishna does not possess it. So Radharani, when she is coming, Krishna, when he is coming as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they already have all these. I mean, definitely God, so we cannot compare, but for devotees also, whenever any devotee coming from the spiritual world, whichever state they are at, they will come and they will show the symptoms of that stage.
Right. But
yeah, I mean,
what I wanted to know was that in our Chaitanya Charitamrita or other books, they have mentioned such leelas where Lord Chaitanya is entering the pastimes of Krishna. Have those things been elaborated with some stories and all that are there?
Yeah, many of them. I mean, I think you must have heard some of them. For example, when we went to Jagannath Puri, I mean, you know, the first thing that Mahaprabhu saw Krishna, you know, when he saw the chakra from the Atharnala bridge, you know, when he was just about to reach Jagannath Puri, first thing he saw the chakra, and then immediately Krishna appeared as a Gopal, form of Gopal. So he saw actually Krishna directly, and so many pastimes that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw Krishna so many times and disappeared, and then he also got engaged in the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. He was trying to serve in that pastime, and then suddenly all the devotees came up, and they, because you know Mahaprabhu was in he was unconscious in that state because he was in samadhi. But when devotees came and they started doing kirtan, so then they gradually started bringing Mahaprabhu to external consciousness. And then Mahaprabhu started hearing the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, and then gradually came and, you know, in his external consciousness, he started telling the devotees that, why you brought me here? I was with Krishna. I saw Krishna. He called me with his sleep. And I was just trying to serve Radha and Krishna. And now you have, like, somehow you have, you know, got me back here. So, I mean, so many examples are there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how he saw Krishna directly. He engaged. Yeah. So this is, see, first of all, with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this example is definitely something which is, does not need to be explained, because he himself is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is Krishna and Radharani. But especially when it is in reference to the sadhaka devotees, then we have to understand that unless one reaches the level of prema, they cannot actually enter the pastimes. And there are Nitya Siddhas who are coming from spiritual world. They are already Radha and Krishna in the spiritual world. So there is no question of they not entering the pastime. They can definitely enter. Like, for example, Prabhupada also saw Krishna so many times. He told devotees that I am seeing Krishna directly. Krishna speaks to me directly. And everything Prabhupada saw and heard Krishna everywhere in the material world. So devotees were coming from spiritual world, they definitely can enter also.
Okay.
Next. Okay, Rajiv Prabhu, if you can continue.
Okay. 21. Jagadananda chahe ama vishaya bunjaite. यही कहे से इहाए चाहिए करिते जगदानंदा चाहे wants आमा मी विषय sense gratification भुंजाइते to cause to enjoy यही कहे whatever he says say that भय out of fear चाहिए I want करिते to do जगदानंद wants me to enjoy bodily sense gratification and out of fear I do whatever he tells me. Kabhu yadi ihara vakya kariye anyatha krodheti nadi namore nahi kahe katha. Kabhu, sometimes, yadi if, ihara of Jagadananda, vakya, the words, kariye, I do, anyatha, other than, krodhe, in anger, tinadina, for 3 days, more, to me, nahi, not, kahe, speaks, katha, words. If I sometimes do something against his desire or out of danger, he will not talk to me for 3 days. Mukunda hai na dukhi dekhi sanyasa dharma सीनाबारिसीते स्नाना भूमिते शायना मुकुंदा मुकुंदा हायना बिकम्स दुखी अनहैप्पी देखी सीन संन्यास धर्मम माय रेगुलेटिव प्रिंसिपल्स इन द रेनाउंस्ड ऑर्डर सीनाबारे थ्री टाइम्स सिते इन द विंटर स्नान बाथ भूमिते ऑन द ग्राउंड शयना लाइंग डाउन बीइंग अ सन्यासी आई हैव अ ड्यूटी टू लाई डाउन ऑन द ग्राउंड एंड टू take a bath three times a day, even during the winter. But Mukunda becomes very unhappy when he sees my severe austerities. Antare dukhi Mukunda nahi kahe mukhe ihara dukha dekhi mora deva viguna hai dukhe. Antare, within myself, dukhi, unhappy, Mukunda, Mukunda, nahi, not, kahe, says, mukhe, in the mouth, ihara, of him, dukha, the unhappiness, dekhi, seeing, more am I, dviguna, twice, hai, there is, dukhe, the unhappiness. Of course, Mukunda does not say anything, but I know that he is very unhappy within, and upon seeing him unhappy, I become twice as unhappy. Amita sanyasi damodara brahmachari, sardara he amara upara shikshadandadhari. Amita, I indeed, sannyasi, in the renounced order of life, Damodara, Damodar, Brahmachari, in the stage of complete celibacy, Sada, always, Rahe, remains, Amara Upar, on me, Amara Upar, on me, Shiksha Danda, a stick for my education, Dhari, keeping. Although I am in the renounced order of life, and Damodar is a Brahmachari, he still keeps a stick in his hand just to educate me. Ihara ageya minna jani vyavahara ihare na bhaya swatantra charitra amara. Ihara age, in front of him, ami I, na, not, jani, no, vyahara, vyavahara, social etiquette, ihare, for him, na, not, bhaya, exists. Swatantra, independent, charitra, character, amar am I. According to Damodar, I am still a neophyte as far as social etiquette is concerned. Therefore, he does not like my independent nature. Loka peksha nahi ihara krishna kripa haite ami loka peksha kabhu na pari charite. Loka apeksha, care for society, nahi, there is none. Ihara of Damodar, Krishna Kripa, the mercy of the Lord, Haite, from, Ami, I, Lokapeksha, dependence on public opinion, Kabhu, at any time, not, Pari, able, Charite, to give up. Damodar Pandit and others are more advanced in receiving the mercy of Lord Krishna, therefore they are independent of public opinion. As such, they want me to continue sense gratification, even though it be unethical. But since I am a poor sannyasi, I cannot abandon the duties of the renounced order, and therefore I follow them strictly. A brahmachari is supposed to assist a sannyasi, therefore a brahmachari should not try to instruct a sannyasi. That is the etiquette. Consequently, Damodar should not have advised Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu of his duty. Ata eva tu mitava rahani lachale dinakata amititha brahmi ba ikale. Ata eva, therefore, tum you sab all raha remain nilachale at Jagannath Puri dina days kata sam ami I titha, the sacred places of pilgrimage brahmi ba I shall tour ikale alone. You should all therefore remain here in Nilachal for some days while I tour the sacred places of pilgrimage alone. Iha sabara vasa prabhu haye ye gune dosharo par chale kare guna aswadane. Ihara sabara, of all the devotees, vasa, controlled, prabhu, the Lord, haye is ye whatever, gune, by the qualities, dosha ropa chale, on the plea of attributing faults, karedas, guna, high qualities, aswadane, tasting. Actually, the Lord was controlled by the good qualities of all his devotees. On the pretense of attributing faults, he tasted all these qualities. All the accusations made by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu against his beloved devotees actually showed his great appreciation of their intense love for him. Yet he mentioned these faults one after another as if he were offended by their intense affection. The personal associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sometimes behaved contrary to regulated principles out of intense love for the Lord. And because of their love, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself sometimes violated the regulated principles of a sannyasi. In the eyes of the public, such violations are not good, but Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so controlled by his devotees' love that he was obliged to break some of the rules. Although accusing them, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was indirectly indicating that he was very satisfied with their behavior in pure love of Godhead. Therefore, in verse 27, he mentions that his devotees and associates place more importance on love of Krishna than on social etiquette. There are many instances of devotional service rendered by previous acharyas who did not care about social behavior but intensely absorbed in love for Krishna. Unfortunately, as long as we are within this material world, we must observe social customs to avoid criticism by the general populace. This is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's desire.
Okay, yeah, so this is actually the high principle that whenever there are some lower principles and there is a conflict between higher and lower principles, then we have to follow the higher principles. For the acharyas, it is actually, they are mostly controlled by the love of God. That's why they can actually do it naturally. But if we try to do it, then we have to think twice, thrice. And probably it's not advisable for us to actually imitate these things. So we have to be careful when we try to execute these kind of things. But for the acharyas, it is a natural outcome of their love. So, like, you know, for example, spontaneous devotees or Radhanuga Bhaktas, it's not that they break the rules and regulations by purpose, but it is because of the spontaneous love or natural affection or spontaneous affection that they forget certain etiquettes or certain rules to be observed because they are very much engrossed in their relationship with the Lord. So they may forget certain things because of their love, because of their natural spontaneous relationship with the Lord. But for us, we do it purposefully so that we try to show off that how advanced we are. Okay, so we have to be careful about that. We should not imitate, but we can follow in the footsteps. So when we also attain that kind of spontaneous love for the Lord naturally by following the principles of regulative freedom, then only we can actually follow in the footsteps of these acharyas. But before that, we have to try to always follow them, follow the rules and regulations. Okay, next, Swati Madhari.
मेरा भक्त वत्सल अखिल कर्म अपर वैराग्य दुख कर मेरा लॉर्ड श्री चैतन्य भक्त वत्सल अकथ्य कथन इंडिस्क्रिटेबल बाय वर्ड अपने पर्सनली वैराग्य प्रोनाउंस्ड और दुख अनहैप्पीनेस सरेना डज सहना टॉलरेशन. No one can properly describe Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's affection for his devotees. He always tolerated all kinds of personal
Your voice is breaking.
नियमित अच्छे
नॉट सो क्लियर अगर आई डोंट नो अदर डिवोटीज आर एबल टू हियर नॉट
I think there's some noise, Prabhuji.
I'm not able to hear properly, Mataji.
Yeah. Yeah, I think there is some disturbance or some voices, like voices breaking in between.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Can you read for 2 minutes? Maybe I will probably will okay. get to know.
Okay. 31. See dukkha, that unhappiness. Dekhi, see.
Yeah, now it's clear.
Whatever. Okay. Bhakta, the devotees. Dukkha, unhappiness. Paya, get. Say dukkha, that unhappiness. Thandra, his sakye, by the power. Sahana, tolerance. Toleration. Na, not. Yaya, possible. The regulative principle observed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was sometimes intolerable. And all the devotees became greatly affected by it. Although strictly observing the regulative principles, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could not tolerate the unhappiness felt by his devotees. 32. Guna dosha ghara chale sabha ni shediya ekaki brahmi bena tirtha vairagya kariya. Gune in the good qualities, dosha udgara chale on the plea of attributing faults, sabha all of them, nishediya forbidding, Hekaki alone, Brahmi, Bena, Viltur, Tirtha, the secreted places of pilgrimage, Vairagya, regulative principles of the renounced order of life, Kariya, observing. Therefore, to prevent them from accompanying him and becoming unhappy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu declared their good qualities to be false. The Lord wanted to tour all the places of pilgrimage alone and strictly observe the duties of the renounced order. 33. Tabichari jana bahu nimati karila svatantra ishvara prabhu kabuna namila. Tabe therefore chari jana four men bahu many nimati petitions karila submitted svatantra independence ishvara the supreme personality of Godhead prabhu Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kabu at any time na not na. Manela accepted. Four devotees then humbly insisted that they go with the Lord, but Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being the independent Supreme Personality of Godhead, did not accept the request. Tabi Nityananda kahi e agnato mara dukkha sukha he ahok kartavya amara. Tabi thereupon Nityananda, Lord Nityananda Prabhu, kare says e agnya, whatever order. Tomara, your dukkha, sukha, distress or happiness, a endeavor, ha-uk, let there be, kartavya, the duty, amara, my. Thereupon, Lord Nityananda said, whatever you order is my duty, regardless of whether it results in happiness or unhappiness. Kintu eka nivedhana kun karun arabhara vichara kariya tarakara angikara. Kintu but eka one nivedana petition karon I do arabhara again vichara consideration kariya giving taha that kara to angikara acceptance. Yet I still submit one petition to you. Please consider it and if you think it proper, please accept it. Kopina bahir vasa ara jalapatra ara kinchunahi yabi. Sabe e matra kopina loon cloth. Bahir vasa outer garments, ara and jalapatra, water pot, ara kinchu, anything else nahi not. Yabi will go, sabe all, e this mantra only. You must take with you a loon cloth, external clothes, and the water pot, and you should take nothing more than this. 37. Tomara huidush hasta bandana magana ne jala patra bahirvasa kahi bhikti mane. Tomara your two hasta hands banda engaged nama the holy name गहना ने इन काउंटिंग जला पात्र वाटर पॉट बाहर वस्त्र एक्सटर्नल गार्मेंट्स वही पे विल कैरी की मनी एंड हाउ सिंस योर टू हैंड्स विल ऑलवेज बी एंगेज इन चैंटिंग एंड काउंटिंग द होली नेम्स हाउ विल यू बी एबल टू कैरी वाटर एंड एक्सटर्नल गार्मेंट्स पर्पट From this verse, it is clear that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is chanting the holy names a fixed number of times daily. The Goswamis is to follow in his footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Haridas Thakur also followed this principle. Concerning the Goswamis, Srila Rupa Goswami, Srila Sanatana Goswami, Srila Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Srila Jiva Goswami, Srila Gopala Bhatta Goswami, and Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, Srinivas Acharya confirms Sankhya Purvakanama Ghana Natibir. Shad Goswami Ashtakams. In addition to other duties, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu introduced the system of chanting the holy names of the Lord a fixed number of times daily. As confirmed in this verse, Tumara Dvi Hastabandha Namakanane, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to count on his fingers. While one hand was engaged in chanting, the other hand kept the number of rounds. It is corroborated in the Chaitanya Chandramrita and also in Sri Srila Rupa Goswami's Tavamala Bhadnam Prema Bara Prakam Titat Karoganti Kati Dura Kai Sankhyatum Nija Loka Mangala Hari Krishneti Nam Nam Japam Hari Krishneti Uchai Stipu Ritarasano nama galana krita granti srini subhanga kati stotra valakara ha. Therefore, devotees in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu must chant at least 16 rounds daily, and this is the number prescribed by the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Haridas Thakur daily chanted 3 lakh names. 16 rounds is about 28,000 names, and there is no need to imitate Haridas Thakur or the other Goswamis, but chanting the holy name a fixed number of times daily is essential for every devotee.
Okay. Sometimes there is a question that why devotee have to count number of rounds? Because we are asked to chant the holy name constantly. I mean, it's recommended that as devotees, we should always be chanting the name constantly. So then why we have to count on the beads? I mean, non-devotees, they ask this question many times, that what is the need of counting the beads? Why are you counting when there is no count required to chant the holy name? Because the chanting should go on forever. So why is the counting required? So one reason, obviously, we see that we are following the footsteps of the acharyas, and that is why we are also chanting and counting with japa beads, japa mala. There is also another question that if Harinam Sankirtan is the yugba dharma, then why do we chant the holy name? Why do we do japa? What is the answer for these two questions?
Regarding why we need to count the chanting, is because, Sahuji, I think we are all sadhakas, na? So we will very easily get trapped by Maya. We may think that we will chant full day, but it's very easy to get diverted, distracted. So that count will ensure that until we have achieved that count daily, meaning we have, that ensures that we have done so much of chanting, so much time, minimum time we have put in. Otherwise, we will never really go to that extent. We will end up missing it most of the times.
Okay, so because we are Savaka, so we are chanting the holy name. That is true. But here we see that the Goswami Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are all Siddhas. And they are also counting. So obviously the reason they are counting is to set an example for us to follow. It is not because they are also unable to chant the holy name constantly. So yeah, so they are just setting an example as a sadhaka also, because they are all coming in a sadhaka form. Although they are Nitya Siddhas, but they are, when they come in Gaurlila, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is coming as a devotee, so they all also come as devotees or a sadhaka form. And sadhaka form, they have to also follow whatever is required for a devotee to follow. So they are all following the rules and regulations of sadhana bhakti in their sadhaka form. But one reason why chanting of the holy name count is required is because so that at least we can accomplish our minimum quota of rounds every day. And the most important thing about spiritual life is steadiness. So because we must have steady sadhana, that is why we must count also. So let's say if we did not count, then we actually not understand how many rounds we have chanted. Because we may think that okay, we have probably chanted 16 rounds. And I think if one is chanting at a normal pace for a particular period of time, then that would, and assuming that they are constant, like, continuously chanting, like for example, you know, when you sit for chanting, you start with the first round of chanting and then you finish 16 rounds, you know, generally it may take around 1.5 hours to 3 hours also. That depends on each and every devotee, like individual devotee. So one may take 1.5 hours, one may take 2 hours, one may take 2.5 hours, 3 hours. And so, but at least once counting is required, because then only we know how much time we are taking to chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra for, you know, 16 times, the entire mala for 16 times. So that much time we can calculate. And that can actually give us an estimation of that, you know, even if we do not count the holy name after that, it may give an estimation of the number of rounds that we have chanted, which is 16 times. So let's say if I continuously chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra for 2 hours, then after the end of 2 hours, I will know that I have finished my 16 rounds. But the problem is that sometimes it may happen that you may not be able to chant with that pace, or there may be some disturbance. You may get distracted, or some important work may come about. So although you have the time duration with you, but again you have to keep track of the time, and you have to also make sure that you have not skipped one Mahamantra in between. Okay, now see, when we are chanting on the beats, at least we are making sure that we are chanting one Mahamantra completely. So if you don't have the beats, you can just say, and then you can move on to the next. Because see, there is no, you know, you are not able to track your chanting of one Mahamantra, each and every Mahamantra. So with the counting beads, with the mala, we are at least able to track that we are supposed to move forward to another bead only when we finish the entire Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So that way it is pretty useful, very beneficial. So sometimes you may skip certain words, or you know, not probably even not the entire Hare Krishna Mahamantra, but maybe we may skip some words, or we may skip some syllables also. And we may not know that. We may not notice that. So it is always a good idea that we must have a chanting counter, beads we have. So at least the first round of Hare Krishna Mahamantra we are able to chant, and that will give us confidence that we are in each and every Mahamantra for each and every bead. And at the same time, we also have the counting beads to count that we have chanted this for multiple times. So, you know, minimum is 16 times. So that is actually very useful, very beneficial. Otherwise, we may forget sometimes, and maybe if we do not have the counting beads, then we may skip certain, you know, like we may not probably chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra for 16 times. Maybe it can be 15 times. So to keep track of that number of rounds, we have to. And this is important because at least we must fulfill our quota of minimum number of rounds every day in order to make our sadhana steady, to make our chanting also steady. So see, this also indicates that this counting is necessary only for the reason that it can actually bring your sadhana to a steady level. So if you, if a devotee is randomly chanting the holy name, if he is chanting 8 rounds today, tomorrow he is going to chant 16 rounds, third day he is going to chant 5 rounds only, and that cycle is very frequent, then what is the need of the counters? You know, that there is no need for the counting beads. Because if you are chanting randomly, then it does not matter how many rounds you are chanting every day. But when you have counting beads, the only purpose of counting beads is to basically give you that kind of psychology that you are supposed to do it steadily from now onwards. So you chant with minimum 4 rounds, 8 rounds, 16 rounds, whatever. And actually that counting bead will help you for that. So it gives some kind of indication to us that we are supposed to chant steadily. Okay, so that way it's a big help. So see, one thing we understand, anything that you do in spiritual life must be steady. Just from this example, we understand clearly. Just the fact that we have a counting bead or the Japamala is enough to indicate us that whatever in bhakti we are doing, it should be steady. So you are, when you are chanting steadily, it also means that other activities in devotional service that you do should also become steady with time. Right? So whether it is seva, whether it is shravanam, whether it is prachar, whatever it is, you know, it should all become steady in bhakti. Okay? So this is the foremost importance of counters or the counting beads. And the next question I asked is about what is the need for japa when Harinam Sankirtan is actually the ultimate yuga dharma and nothing else is required besides that. So why we have to chant japa? So what is the answer to this?
Japa is for personal purification and for our personal, like our own meditation or like yoga practice on our own, like yoga practice on our own. And in Sankirtan, we have more like a lot of other help also at the same time, but we have to even develop a sense of mind control ourselves. So japa is for that, and in Sankirtan you already have a lot of devotees who are assisting, so together you are chanting it. So both are necessary in their own ways.
So Kirtan, see, Kirtan is, I would like to wait for more answers. Any other answer? Rajiv Prabhu, are you there?
Yes, Prabhu.
Okay, so what is the answer, Prabhu?
Answer for the count, you're saying?
No, Prabhu. I think you had one somewhere, probably. You couldn't hear. So I already had discussed that. But now we are coming to the second question about why japa is required when just Harinam Sankirtan is sufficient to take us back to Mahadev.
Kirtan is... Okay. Why japa is required?
So Nirvika Madhuri shared something. I don't know if you were present that time.
If you could just summarize that.
Yeah, she said that japa is required to assist the Harinam Sankirtan. Sankirtan is a combined affair and japa is for a personal benefit.
Okay.
Yes. Any less? Or any more explanation or?
Prabhuji, again, japa is needed so that we can purify our mind.
Huh?
Can you hear me, Prabhuji?
Yeah, I can hear you. Maybe there was some background disturbance was there, but now it is okay. Yeah, you said that japa is meant to purify our mind.
Yeah, for controlling the mind, and also like you mentioned earlier that we need a minimum count so that we will be steady to practice. So those can be the reason. That is where japa is.
So we'll be steady. Okay. 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 Yeah, I mean, whatever you both have said is right. But maybe there is something more explanation required on this. So, Rajiv, any guess?
Kirtan is congregation and japa is also done in congregation, so there's...
No, japa is not necessarily done in congregation. You may do it in congregation,
no, but there's no rule that it has to be done alone only. It can be done in congregation also. No?
Actually, japa should be done alone. Ideally speaking, it should be alone. Because it is for personal benefit. We do it in association of devotees because as a sadhaka or as a conditioned soul of Kali Yuga, we are not even able to give that much time or we are not even able to focus our mind during those 2 hours. So that's why we need the help of other devotees. Actually speaking, japa is meant to be personal. See, first of all, Krishna says that I am japa. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that I am japa. Now, what that japa means, that japa does not mean the holy name. He says that japa in the context of Gayatri. So, when you know, so basically Diksha Mantra. So, that is what Krishna is saying, that I am japa amongst all the austerities and sacrifices. I am japa, you know, japa. Now, japa can be the holy name or it can be of the Gayatri Mantra. Gayatri Mantra is supposed to be a secret mantra, so you cannot chant with others. It should be confidential. It must be confidential. Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, see, now there are 2 concepts here. First of all, you may chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra in congregation, then that Hare Krishna Maha Mantra or the japa will no longer be a personal japa. It can actually be a combined effort. Okay. But when japa is done in isolation, alone, then only you can actually really understand how much depth you have with the holy name. Okay, what is your connection with the holy name? Only that time you can understand when you are chanting alone. And it's not recommended to chant in isolation for a long period of time in Kali Yuga, because the mind is naturally distracted and it is filled with material desires. That's why we do not do it alone for a long period of time. Okay, but I think devotees must gradually practice to chant japa or Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. I'm talking about the holy name, not the Gayatri. Gayatri obviously is a secret mantra. You cannot share with others, you cannot chant with others also. It is meant for our personal benefit. And the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, when we do that japa, it is also meant for our personal benefit, but somehow we are, and you know, we are we take help of congregation because our mind is distracted. And Hare Krishna Maha Mantra can be shared because it's a Maha Mantra. It's not like a secret mantra. It is meant to be shared with everyone. So that's why we also chant in congregation for our benefit and to focus our mind. Okay. But the question is that how long will you chant in an association of devotees? At some point of time, you have to come to a platform where when you chant the holy name, you are focused. At least majority of the time, you are focused on the holy name. Okay. So we need to develop that kind of attachment to the holy name where we are experiencing or we are connecting with the holy name properly. Okay, as soon as we chant the register, we actually see the Lord. We are also reminded of the pastimes of the Lord or the qualities of the Lord. So that connection has to be made with the holy name. So coming back to the question that, yeah, whatever Nirvikam Mataji and Sati Mataji mentioned, they are all right. And I just wanted to add something very important. That, see, first of all, one thing we have to know, that we cannot be dependent on anyone else in spiritual life. Srila Prabhupada said that ultimately one has to fly their own plane. If you are flying, let's say if you are in a plane and your devotee friend is in another plane and they are going parallel. Let's assume they are going parallel. And let's assume that something wrong will happen with one of the planes when it is flying. So now, obviously, you cannot expect the other plane, that the devotee will jump from that plane and come to your land in your plane and will help you. Okay, it's not possible. So when you are flying, you cannot expect others can help you. You have to help yourself. You have to save yourself. Okay. In order to save yourself, you must be connected deeply with the Lord on a personal level, on a personal basis. Okay. Now, Sankirtan, what is Sankirtan? Sankirtan is you are kind of dependent on others. You are, I would not say like, you know, really dependent, but I would say that it's a unifying approach towards the Supreme Lord. But in that unifying approach also, the personal strength of individual devotees will count. Now, see, if it is a group of neophyte devotees, then maybe the Lord will not be pleased. But if it's just one pure devotee, very exalted pure devotee, if he is doing kirtan or he is chanting the holy name, the Lord will be pleased very easily. Why? Because he had attained perfection. But now the other devotees in the group, if they are neophyte, they are Kanishta Adhikaris, then the Lord will not appear immediately or he will not reciprocate immediately. So, although Sankirtan is a glorious way of calling out to the Lord and it has more effect than individual purity, collective purity is definitely much more attractive to the Lord. But at the same time, we should also remember that individual purity also plays a very important role. If all the devotees in the group, if they become pure devotees, then we can just imagine the strength of that unity. The Lord will respect tremendously. Okay, so, and it's also very important to understand that ultimately you are an individual and you have your personal connection with the Lord. So you are meant to develop that connection with the Lord. You are supposed to establish your relationship with the Lord. Now that can only happen when your sadhana is strong, your personal sadhana is strong. So ultimately, individual devotees, they have to judge their sadhana, they have to test their sadhana, and the way to test and judge is that how much they are attracted towards the Lord, how much deeply they are thinking about the Lord, how much absorbed they are in the pastimes, qualities, name, fame of the Lord on a personal basis. Okay, I'm not talking about in Sankirtan or in congregation, but personally. So every devotee is responsible to cultivate their relationship with the Lord. Otherwise, you may chant in the association of devotees, but unless you have developed your relationship with the Lord, when you go back home, when you are alone, you will not be able to continue your practices of sadhana. You will not chant steadily. You will not do anything steadily because you have not developed your relationship with the Lord. So in order to build your own relationship with the Lord, one has to also chant the holy name on a personal basis. So japa is like, you know, as Aindra Prabhu used to say, that japa is like Nikunj Leela. When no one is around and you are the selected one, so how do you serve, you know, Radha and Krishna in privacy? That is Nikunj Leela. So basically it's a personal way of establishing your relationship with Radha and Krishna and the devotees. And also when you are in Sankirtan, then it's like Rasila. So Rasila is a combination of all the devotees' effort to please the Lord. So Sankirtan is like that. That's why it is compared to the Sankirtan at Shriya Sangam. And that Sankirtan is called as Rasila. Okay, so this is the reason why we have to connect with the Lord, because see, the idea is that association is definitely the most important factor in spiritual life, but ultimately that association should lead us to develop greed. It should, like, you know, when there are circumstances, no association is available, that time what we are doing? That time how much we are thinking of the Lord, how much we are eager to serve the Lord. That is actually the real devotional service to the Lord. Okay? Because if a devotee is connected to the Lord, then the devotee will never give up the service of the Lord. So no matter whether association is there or not, but because the Lord is establishing a relationship with the devotee will also reciprocate and the Lord will reciprocate. So it's on an individual basis, the relationship has to grow. Because the purpose of having that association also is to develop praying for the Lord. Ultimately, the purpose of each and every devotional activity is to is for us to develop that prem for the Lord. So if the prem we are not developing on an individual basis. So see, now that's why we have this concept of efforts. There is free will and Krishna does not interfere in the free will. So we have to, as an individual person also, I have to put effort. I cannot just be dependent on other devotees. Then how is your relationship with the Lord? How are you establishing your relationship with the Lord? Okay, so personal effort is the most important factor in spiritual life. And if you are enthused in Krishna consciousness, if you can only be enthused when you have a steady sadhana and you have greed. So greed is actually more important than association of devotees also. This I have already explained in Nectar Devotion class, that lalsa is actually required The goal of association is to develop that lalsa. Okay. And once you have that lalsa, then you can push yourself and accomplish many things. You can do a lot of services, you can maintain your sadhana, you have, so that greed is actually required. Association, the result of association is to develop that greed. Okay. So now you see, when Prabhupada was in the Western country, he was completely alone. Single-handedly established the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, and he had a worldwide vision, and he was handling the entire movement single-handedly. Now, is it possible for someone to do this without the association of devotees? It is only possible when you have that kind of greed. So, now, so, you know, at such a stage, the devotee gives association. They do not require association. They take association, obviously, for two reasons. One is to relish their Krishna consciousness, because you share a Krishna consciousness equals, or you can definitely also learn from the seniors. And you also take association in order to set an example for the sadhakas to follow. But actually, they don't require any association, and this we also see in Prabhupada's life, that he actually didn't require association. Now, one thing, that when Prabhupada was a grihastha and he was a part of the management of the temple in Bombay, not this Radharasbhai, this is during Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's time, Prabhupada, so this Gauriamat, you know, Prabhupada Godbrothers, they had built one temple in Bombay. And Prabhupada was quite dynamic in that. He was active, and he was playing an important role in the service of the temple. So one time, one of his godbrothers, you know, he went to Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and he told him that, Guru Maharaj, you know, we would like to make Abhay Charan as a temple president, because currently he is in Grihastha, he is trying his best to help us, but if he can take more responsibility, then maybe, you know, it can help the temple. Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur said that you don't have to tell him now anything. When the time comes, he will do everything automatically. So Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur already knew that Prabhupada will accomplish all these things. And obviously there are some past historical references also. So Prabhupada or an Acharya, they are six privileged devotees, because they have that kind of greed in them. Now, obviously, they are coming from spiritual world, so obviously they will have the greed. But even, you know, if they are not in the spiritual, coming from spiritual world, generally a devotee at the state of Asakti, or, you know, now generally what happens, you get that kind of greed at the state of Rupa Asakti. Okay, but it's not necessary that it has to come at that stage. Greed can also come from the past life. Lalsa can also come from past life. And that greed is actually something which actually keeps us moving forward in spiritual life without the dependency on any other devotees. So, and it is not necessary that every time the associate of devotee is favorable. It's not necessary every time the associate of devotee is they will be inspired to serve. Because every devotee is at different stages of devotion, and they are at their own comfort zone. So when we are trying to do some seva, and when we get together, we realize that some devotees, they are not at a particular standard where they can do this seva steadily, or they can also do it with interest and enthusiasm. Okay, so in such situations, it causes a kind of problem, because you know, when other devotees are enthusiastic and they are focused, and other devotees do not cooperate properly, then it creates disturbance or obstacles. So similarly, Prabhupada saw that his godbrothers were not ready to help him in any way, and at the same time, he also saw that the godbrothers were teaching differently from what he was teaching. So Prabhupada carried on the mission single-handedly. Okay. So this is called real devotee, that he does not wait for anything external, or he does not depend on anything for his service. Okay. Prabhupada created services. Prabhupada created opportunities. He practically did everything all alone. Okay, and that was possible because he had a lot of greed. And because he was completely fixed in his relationship with the Lord. So is this clear now? You know, I hope that you are able to get this point, that Sankirtan is recommended in Kali Yuga because Kali Yuga, we are very fallen. We all are very extremely fallen people. And the mind is always distracted. At the same time, we are also engaged in so many material activities, like, you know, our business or job or whatever it is. The family relatives and so many other things are going around, especially for the group of devotees. So our mind is naturally distracted, and it is not so easy to completely chant the holy name in isolation. That's why we also require the associate devotees. But those who are very advanced, they take their own association. They don't require association from outside. Okay, now obviously if they are sharing Krishna consciousness, that's a different thing. But they do not require any guidance or instruction to remain enthusiastic in spiritual life. They are already at that stage. Okay, so if you grow individually in Krishna consciousness, then you will go more internal rather than going more external. So actually, someone who is a real chanter of the holy name, they should try to go into isolation more and more. You know, I'm not saying that one becomes Vajranandi, but I think it is necessary for devotees to also spend some time in isolation when they are chanting the holy name, trying to take a self-assessment of themselves, how much deeply they are connected with the holy name. So this, you know, obviously association of devotees is definitely there, congregational chanting of the holy name, whether it is japa or whether it is kirtan, but it's also very important to make a self-assessment how much we are connected with the holy name when we are alone. Is our mind able to focus? Are we able to concentrate? You know, these are the questions. And the idea that, you know, there's a very simple logic also behind this, that you cannot perform sankirtan when you are in your house, because you are all alone. So how it is possible to do sankirtan? You do sankirtan when devotees are together. So this concept that one is supposed to do japa is very simple. It's very logical that if you are not living in temple, you are staying outside. And if you are staying outside, definitely you will be separated from devotees. So it means some form of connection with the holy name on a personal level has to be there. Otherwise, you can get distracted easily. So japa is absolutely necessary for each and every devotee. Okay, is that clear? Any comments or questions? Very well. Any comments?
No problem.
Yeah, okay. Rajiv Prabhu and Swati Madhuri.
No problem, sir.
Are you there? Okay. Yeah, I hope that is clear. Okay. Okay, all right, so we can stop now. It's 11:20. So we'll continue next Monday, coming Monday. Okay, all right. Thank you, devotee, for joining.
Okay.
Hare Krishna, Dhanvat Pranam. And yeah, before closing the session, so this Saturday, just a reminder, please be on time. We will try to start. I think it will be nice if devotees can join early, because if there are more than 100 devotees joining in Zoom, then maybe you might have to see online live session on Facebook or YouTube. Okay, so yeah, I think it will be better if our group devotees, they join in maybe 10 minutes early or 5 minutes early.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so all right, thank you for joining. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.